Bienvenue à Les Affaires Brassicoles, votre balado sur l'entrepreneuriat brassicole du Québec, avec Leonardo Calcagno de Baron Mag.
Bonjour tout le monde, ici Leonardo Calcagno de Baron Mag. On est à, au CBAC 2023 à Halifax. Comme vous savez, on se promène, on fait des entrevues avec des brasseurs, mais aussi avec beaucoup de compagnies d'équipement. Puis aujourd'hui, nous sommes dans la gang de...
Of course.
Et nous allons parler aujourd'hui avec Mme Suzanne Cantwell, qui va nous parler un petit peu de quelles sont les compagnies qui sont, quels sont les services qu'ils font, puis bien sûr, comprendre un petit peu le territoire ici en même temps. Hi, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
So tell me, can you tell us about your company, what you guys do, how long you've been doing, the whole splash?
Whole splash? Craft Coast was founded in 2017, and initially it was founded as a mobile canning company.
Yeah.
Since then, it's evolved into a full-service one-stop shopping for all craft cideries, breweries, everything. We operate out of Fredericton, New Brunswick. We serve all around Atlantic Canada,
okay.
And we ship out of all across Canada.
That's great.
We have co-pack services. We have products, cans, lids, everything you can think of that you need just to get your beer to the customer. We handle logistics also, warehousing.
And everything.
We've got everything. Cinched sleeving, digital printed cans. You think, if you can think of something that you need, we have it. We've recently pushed down into the U.S. market,
okay.
And are shipping out of three locations from the U.S. So we've got shipping out of New Jersey, shipping out of Florida, and shipping out of California.
So how many customers do you have in total?
I don't have that number off the top of my head. But
okay, because you guys are going everywhere, right?
We have many customers all across North America. And being North American is, you know, new to us.
Yeah.
But it's been quite an expansion and a journey. So
are you also doing mobile canning in the U.S. or only here in Canada?
Only in Canada for right now.
Okay.
We concentrate in Atlantic Canada with our partner,
mm-hmm.
Northern Canning. They do Ontario and...
Yeah. Yeah, I think I talked to them once in Ontario once, I think so. So tell me, how's the market here? How's the market right now? Because, you know, as you know, beer sales are going a little bit down. You guys do, I'm sure, LTDs, all that stuff. So how's the market here right now?
The market in Atlantic Canada has been, we've been expanding.
Okay.
We've been expanding. You know, our sales are up considerably. And we're just hiring staff.
Okay.
So
even with the canning problems, right, with the canning going high price and stuff like that, people are still going after that.
People are, our average sales order is up.
That's
over
great.
Over last year. So, but we were a company that took a look last year and decided to let's develop a strategic growth plan. And when some other companies were constricting, we're expanding. So we've stuck to our plan, and we've done strategic marketing. So. We're doing quite well.
So what is the best, why is it so good to have a company based here in the Maritimes, strategic-wise, besides, you know, the weather, the fish, the great beer?
The lifestyle.
The lifestyle, for sure, because I was walking around, I was like, this is pretty good.
Yeah, I'm originally from Quebec.
You go.
But moved out of there, you know, when I was a lot younger, so my French still, you know, eventually when I get really tired, I can speak French, and I go, oh.
You can insult people in French.
Yeah. But... No, there's a lot of advantages to being in Atlantic Canada because it is a lifestyle. We really stress employee work-life balance. We find that it's a great community from, you know, all of Atlantic Canada. And so we really enjoy having our home base in Fredericton, New Brunswick.
Excellent. So can you tell us about the trends, pretty much what's happening in your industry for you in the Maritimes and your clients, maybe in the U.S.? I know it's pretty new right now.
Mm-hmm.
Give us like a, you know, what's happening, like an overview of your trends right now.
Well, the craft brewing industry has always been about sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people are more focused on it now because of everything that's going on, you know, in the world. So we're going to be introducing a plant-based label. Which is...
With plant-based ink and everything?
Plant-based label.
Yeah.
So it really reduces sort of the wastage and the plastics and everything else. We're launching with a few key clients of ours all around Atlantic Canada and in New England. So sustainability for us is a big focus and something we take very seriously.
So when do we know we're going to get... Can we get an email soon? Because that'd be great to know.
I will email you first.
Thank you very much. Because but people, do people want to pay a little bit extra to save for the environment, or there's a, because you know with the pricing going out, stuff like that, are people open to pay a little bit more for the clients and for themselves?
Well, it's not even really a little bit more.
Okay.
So it just depends on your volumes and your runs and things like that, about what kind of pricing you can get. But down in New England, we received a lot of attention because of the plant-based. So, you know, we're continuing to, you know, with what we've always been focused on, with sustainability, and sending that message out. And, yeah, there's great things to come.
Oh, man, I can't wait. So for just to make sure your company, it's across Canada. We can get your cans anywhere in Canada.
Yes.
Is it cheaper if you're in the Maritimes for sure? But how's the pricing? You know, how do you keep the pricing down with all the cost of sand and stuff like that? How does it work?
Well, we have a unique partnership with a supplier, and we've partnered with Northern Canning.
Okay.
And so we've got, like, we're sitting right beside the distributor.
Okay.
So our prices are lower than what you're used to paying with Crown and Ball. We still stock them, but it's the same quality can, and it's been tested with the Newfoundland government tested it. We've tested it on cask, wild goose, everything's the same. So
plant-based ink, I can't wait to see that.
Labels, yeah.
Labels, I can't wait for that. Well, thank you very much. If someone wants to get in contact with you, what's your email, what's your phone number, how do we get in contact with you?
You can email info@craftcoastpackaging.com, mm-hmm. or you can send me an email, susan@craftcoastcanning.com.
So thank you very much for have a great fair, CBC 2023, your first one?
My first one. Yeah. I've been with the company for 10 months.
Okay, good.
So as a director of strategic growth, so we're That's having good. Fun.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Ici Leonardo Calcagno de Baron Mag. Merci beaucoup d'avoir écouté notre entrevue avec Suzanne Cantwell. Bien sûr, nous autres, si vous êtes dans l'industrie brassicole ou l'industrie de la boisson, Boisson Québec, allez-y là-dedans, c'est gratuit. Vous pouvez nous rencontrer là-bas, faire plein d'entrevues, plein de rencontres stratégiques avec nous autres. Merci beaucoup et à plus tard.